السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من تبع هداه وإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, who has sent His messengers to lead humanity from the darkness of ignorance to the wisdom of His guidance. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all messengers and prophets, who has told the message as Allah, praise to him, told him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and the soul of his house and the soul of his companions and the souls of believers until the Day of Judgment. Amen. My khutbah today is about some of the meaning of al-birr. Al-birr is translated by many scholars as, or some scholars, as righteousness. But it is a little bit different. It overlaps with two other terms, al-ihsan wa al-taqwa. Al-Ihsan is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you watch Him, as if you see Him. But we don't see Him, so we are mindful that He is seeing us. In other words, when you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeing you, you try to do the best in what you say and what you do. At-Taqwa is doing everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to avoid His anger, to avoid the hellfire. Because it has the meaning of at-taqwa, to yattaqi, in Arabic, the root verb, is to avoid, to shield yourself of something. And in this case, to shield yourself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeasure. You want to please Him by avoiding the bad things. Al-Birr will lead the same results, but in another direction, which is doing the right thing for the sake of goodness, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, a good believer, a righteous believer, al-barr in this case, is the one who is barrun, righteous, for himself first. He's not taking himself to the destruction. And his family doing his best to guard and provide for and protect his family and to his community, but most importantly, his Lord, his Creator. يَبِرُّ رَبَّهُ. How you can be righteous to your God, to bear your God, by doing His commands? But in all the meanings related to al-birr, it is doing the right thing for the pleasure of it. It's not just I'm afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment. No, I'm doing it for the goodness of it. It is the right thing. And it, when this happens, it's a sign of deep faith. When we do things, we are completely convinced this is the right thing. Among the meanings that we find in the Holy Quran and the Sunnah is birru al-walidain, being righteous to your parents. How do you do that? By treating them as best as you can and as best they deserve. You do not stop visiting with them. You do not stop being nice to them. You do not stop providing for them if they need provision. In a famous hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, or was asked, أي العمل أحب إلى الله تعالى? Which deeds are most beloved to Allah? Praise to Him. He said, الصلاة في وقتها, to do prayers in its time. Whenever there is time, you do prayer. Don't delay it. Of course, unless you are traveling, for example, or there is an excuse. Then, ثم أي, the companion, أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه, said, the companion asked, then what? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered, بر الوالدين is the second most beloved deed we can do, which is being righteous to your parents, treating your parents as best as you can. Then he was asked, ثم أي? Then he said, الجهاد في سبيل الله. Then fighting for the sake of Allah. The third. And in another hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked, هل بقي من بر أبوي شيء أبرهما به بعد موتهما? What if they are dead? A companion asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, what if they are dead? What can I do? Is there anything I can do? And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, yes, نعم, الصلاة عليهما. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on them. Whenever you remember them, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. والاستغفار لهما وإنفاذ عهدهما من بعدهما. And whatever they are or they were obligated to, you fulfill the obligations. For example, a debt. They are in debt in money, or debt in deeds, or charitable work, or whatever. Somebody did them a favor. You can be righteous to your parents. You can be bar to your parents by doing what they wanted to do, but they died. وَصِلَةُ الرَّحْمِ الَّتِي لَا تُوصَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا. And go visit and have good relationship with your relatives, your siblings, their siblings, anything, anybody related to you through them. When you visit with them and you treat them well, you are doing something good to your parents. And finally, وَإِكْرَامُ صَدِيقِهِمَا, and honoring their friends. Whoever woman was a friend to your mother, you pay her respect. Whoever man was a friend to your father, you honor them and respect them. This is as if you are respecting or paying respect to your dead parents. That's one meaning of al-birr. It's for oriented towards doing something great towards your parents, alive or dead. A second meaning, بَرَّ اللَّهُ قَسَمَهُ أَيْ أَجَابَهُ إِلَىٰ مَا أَقْسَمَ عَلَيْهِ. In hadith narrated by al-Bukhari wa Muslim, عن أنس أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن من عباد الله من لو أقسم على الله لأبره. In this great hadith narrated by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, some worshippers of Allah, righteous believers, are so dear and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that if they swear something to happen, if they, Allah, I want this to happen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love to them, it will make it happen. So one meaning, another meaning of al-birr is, in this case, related to Allah, praise to Him, is that Allah will make it true. Allah will answer their swearing or their asking in a deep way. And in another hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, رب أشعث مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبره. Perhaps there may be a human being, a man or a woman, who is so looking very poor and even asking people by knocking at their door, begging. Maybe that person is so close to Allah to the extent that if he asks Allah for something to happen, it will happen. A third meaning is al-hajj al-mabrur, when we make hajj, and inshallah, whoever did not make hajj may be able to make hajj inshallah. And when you make hajj, and without any rafath, la rafatha, wala jidala fil hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us how can the hajj be the best, that there should be no argument, no disobedience, and nothing out of respect should happen in al-hajj. Because there are so many people, we have to be as nice as we can. When this happens and you do it right, that's hajj mabrur. You know it yourself because you know how you behaved during the hajj. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in that effect said, العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة ما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, between you make umrah and whenever you make another umrah, whatever in between, inshallah, is forgiven. But for sure, al-hajj, if it is mabrur, if it is done in a righteous way, there is no other reward for it except al-jannah, inshallah, paradise. For al-birru husnul khuluqi, min ma'ani al-birr. One of the meanings of al-birr, righteousness, is good manners. And in a famous hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent so I would finalize and perfect the good manners, the best manners among humanity. If you want to summarize the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity, be good to each other. Manners. And in a hadith narrated by An al-Nawas ibn Sam'an radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-birru husnul khuluq, wal-ithmu ma haka fi nafsika wa karihta an yattali'a alayhi an-nas. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Al-birru, righteousness, is good manners. This is what the Prophet said. And the opposite, the sin, is what is in your self. You're thinking about it, but you hate that anybody would know about it. If you are embarrassed about something, if you don't want anybody to know something you are thinking about, then don't do it. Because al-birr, righteousness, is husnul khuluq, good manners. البر أيضا من صفات الله عز وجل والملائكة والرسل والمؤمنين. البر, righteousness, also a characteristic, or actually one of the names, good names of Allah, البر. So this also is a characteristic of His messengers and the angels, and we always say righteous believers. In Surah Al-Tur, chapter 52, verse 28, Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ. He is describing Himself. He is al-barr. And He is Ar-Rahim. In this case, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be righteous? We say it's a characteristic of His creation. But He explained it to us. He is the provider. He is the ultimate good doer. He is doing these great things around us, providing for us, making things easy for us. For the goodness of this, He doesn't want anything from us. Nothing from us reaches Him except taqwa, except righteousness. So He described Himself as Bar. And He wanted us, just like in all His descriptions, all His good names, to imitate Him, to have something good from His goodness. Al-Malaika alayhum as-salam, angels, peace be to them, were also described in the Holy Quran as Barara. This is Surah Abasa, chapter 80, verse 16. Kiramin Barara. They were described as honorable and righteous. They are not going to write down anything about you except what you did. They are not going to add something. They are righteous. They are barara. Also Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be to him, was described as وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. This is in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 32. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, describing himself as barran righteous, good treater of his mother. And the ayah, the verse is telling us what's the opposite, the contrast of bar, which conveys a meaning to it. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. As if righteousness and bir is the opposite of somebody who is mighty in evil. Somebody who is using his power in an arrogant way. The bir is the opposite of that. It's goodness and using your capabilities in a good way. And Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist, peace be upon him, also was described by Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran in Surah Maryam chapter 19 verse 14, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And he was righteous, good treater of his two parents, and he wasn't disobedient, arrogant person, parent. المؤمنون الصالحون الأتقياء أيضا وصفوا في القرآن الكريم بالأبرار. The believers, righteous believers, pious believers have been also mentioned in the Holy Quran as أبرار, the plural of بر. We read that in Surah Ali Imran chapter 3 verse 193 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. المؤمنون الله سبحانه, they are asking Allah سبحانه وتعالى. They are telling him, we have heard your messenger calling us to faith and we believed. So Allah, forgive us, forgive our sins, and take our souls to be together with al-abrar, the righteous ones who do the right thing for the goodness of doing it. And in أيضاً in Surah Ali Imran chapter 3 verse 198 يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار. A description of those who were pious, righteous, they are going to be rewarded with gardens in heavens with rivers flowing underneath them, everlasting in that great destination. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more good treatment of these abrar, of these righteous, pious believers. In Surah Al-Insan, chapter 76 of the Holy Quran, verse 5, يقول الله عز وجل إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. One reward for al-abrar, the pious, righteous believers in al-Jannah, inshallah, they will be drinking from whatever they are drinking in the cups, and it is mixed with kafur. And kafur in Arabic is a substance that gives good smelling and coolness. So their drinks will be cool and smelling good. And in Surah Al-Infitar, chapter 82, verse 13, يقول الله عز وجل إن الأبرار لفي نعيم. والنعيم هنا أشار إلى البركة والسعادة. الأبرار, the righteous believers, will be living in pleasure and blessing. And in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, chapter 83, verses 18 to 28. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يشهده المقربون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we will, inshallah, the abrar, the righteous, we will have our records in the day of judgment in عِلِّيِّين. And what's that? It would, the book itself, the record, is a number record, and it's given to those who are close to Allah. So al-abrar is very close to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. So enjoy the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about, to enjoy peace of mind and happiness here in this life and in the hereafter. Amen. And ask Allah, He's very close, answering your call. الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 177, we know exact meaning of al-birr. And actually, this is a great verse. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 177. It brings together meanings of Iman, Ihsan, together with Al-Birr. It's a very rare ayah, verse, in which we find the meanings together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب. البر, righteousness, is not to face west or east. This is in the discussion before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided or accepted the wish of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam that Muslims face Mecca. They were facing Al-Quds al-Sharif, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa at the beginning. So he's telling them, it's not really where you direct yourself. It's not the appearance, in other words. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Let me tell you about the birr. Righteousness is not appearance. It's not how you look like or where you look. Whether you look west or east, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. I am telling you what is al-birr. It is belief in Allah, واليوم الآخر, and the last day, والملائكة, and the angels, والكتاب, والقرآن الكريم, والنبيين, and the prophet. This is, until here, these are the meanings of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other ayah, الإيمان من آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر. This is Iman. This is part of, this is the beginning of the ayah. Then the ayah continues. وآت المال على حبه. And you want to be bir, righteous, in this category which is very close to Allah, you give for the love of Allah. You give money for the love of Allah. To whom? Dhawil qurba, your relatives first. If everyone is taking care of their relative, then the whole society is taken care of. Wal yatama, and the orphans. Anybody who is in need, and they are young, in this case, they need some help. والمساكين, the poor, the needy. والسبيل, the Stranded travelers. Anybody would fall in this category. والسائلين, and those who beg, who ask. وفي الرقاب, and in freeing slaves or anyone in bondage, any kind of bondage. All of this would be ihsan. Doing great good things. Then the ayah continues. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ. Then, if you want to be a bir, also you stand up for prayer. You establish prayers. وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. And you give zakah. And this is different from giving money for the love of Allah. That's charity. This is zakah. This is required. This is Islam. In Islam, you are required to proclaim the faith, to establish prayers, three, give zakah here, then fast Ramadan, and making hajj if you are capable. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And you want to be a bar person, then you have to fulfill your promise. You make a promise, you meet that. This is the idea of contract among people in any society. If we start to cheat or violate the contract, written or unwritten, it will lead to chaos in society. والصابرين, and those who are patient, especially if there are bad things happening around you and you are patient, you are bar. والصابرين في البأساء والضراء, whenever there are hardships. وحين البأس, during fighting. All these categories, أولئك الذين صدقوا. If you do that, or whatever applies to you from these, then you fulfilled what's expected from you. وأولئك هم المتقون. And those are المتقون, the pious, the righteous. All the ayah is about ليس البر أن تولوا ولكن البر من. All this is البر. اللهم إنك أنت البر الرحيم, ارحم عبادك في كل مكان, إنهم في حاجتك يا كريم. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المتقين الأبرار الفائزين في هذه الدنيا وفي الآخرة, واجعل مثوانا وأهلنا جنتك التي وعدتنا وعدت عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات, إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا دينا إلا سددته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيته, ولا غائبا إلا رددته, ولا حاجة إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه وأعنه, ومن أراد بهم شرا فخذه وأهلكه يا رب العالمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وأقم الصلاة, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم,
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.